Go to the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 29. And the overhead projector is going to be the King James Version. Amen. I'm just going to open up with the verse, and then we're going to get underway into the service this day. I truly believe that the Lord's going to speak this day. And if you're hearing, you're not just going to be able to say, that was a good message. But if you're truly hearing, the Lord's going to do something new in your life. There's a condition here this morning. We really need to be focused on the Word this morning. All the little talk on the side and correcting kids and everything, don't correct the kids. Just let them do what they're going to do. I need mothers and fathers right now attentively listening to the Word of the Lord. I need the youth members attentively listening to the Word of God here this morning. The key is attentively listening to what the Spirit of the Lord has for the church here this morning. So if you start getting a little sleepy, you're not listening no more. We need to stay attentive. We need to be alert to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say for our lives. Amen? We're in a season where we started a fast on January the 1st, and we're going to the 21st, a Daniel fast, a 21-day-long Daniel fast. Amen. On the way out, if you choose to do the Daniel fast and you need further instructions, there's going to be handouts. Jason, I gave them to David. Did you give them to Jason? They're in the back table, and I want them passed out only for those that are going to do it, not just to take a piece of paper and leave it in their car. Falls under the seats and stays there until the next time they clean their car. Amen? Only if you want to partake in it, you can go ahead and take. I think there's two printouts. One's a lot of recipes that my wife put together where you don't have to, you know, kill yourself in this fast. Amen? But that you can enjoy the fast. It's kind of hard to say to enjoy a fast when we're so used to eating whatever we want to and then some. So I'm going to be speaking about the fast, the edge, and what can take place in the life of a man, a woman, and a youth member here this day when we truly allow the Word of the Lord to enter our hearts. To enter our hearts. Amen? Reading out of the King James just for the opening verse. Amen? It says, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. This type of spirit, this demon, can only come out, the NIV says prayer, but the King James says prayer can only come out by prayer and fasting. I don't know about you, but I want to be a parent that can deal with any spirit that tries to enter my house, that tries to enter my children's lives. Here we're going to find out of a young boy that had a mute spirit. He couldn't talk. And Jesus would ask his father, how long has he been like this? He would go into convulsions, scripture says, and he would try to be drowned and go into the fire. It was a suicidal spirit he had. And Jesus would ask the father, how long has your son been like this? And the father would reply, from birth. So don't think evil spirits cannot enter our children. Don't think that evil spirits, that demons are going to play fair by the rules and wait till you become an adult of 18 years old. So it's very important here as parents to be able to do our job as God would want it to be done. I believe here this morning there should be some men and women, some youth that really want to take care of God's business, that really want to have an authority that is able to deal with any lying spirit, whether it's mute, whether it's a blind or deaf, whatever the spirit's name may be, that it may have to leave, that it must leave in the name of Jesus. Anytime I pray for someone that's possessed or has a bad spirit, or they come and ask me to go to their house to pray for them, I says, what time do you want me there at? What day and what time? I don't consider, man, that's a big spirit right there. I used to carry all of them at one time. They're all in my life at one time.
And today I've been washed by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. I have today the victory that comes through what Jesus' instructions has for each and every one of our lives. But here this morning, we need to wake up. We need to listen to the gospel. We need to let it get past our ears and enter our hearts so the Lord can start transforming our lives. We can't be in fear because this spirit might have such a name or such another name. We can't be in fear, for the Lord says that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. That Jesus is with us, and if He is with us, who can be against us? That only includes some bad family members that are not agreeing with you this morning, but that goes on to include any spirit. If Jesus is with us, who can be against us? What spirit can come against us? But too many times we don't listen and we don't allow the gospel to enter our heart. And we say amen the whole service, but it don't enter because you're off focus. I want everybody being attentive here as the preaching of the gospel goes forth that is able to deliver you of whatever the spirit's name may be this day. Whatever the stronghold upon your life is this day, the preaching of the gospel is able to tear down anything that the enemy has done in your life. I don't care for how many years it's been. I want to let you know by the preaching of the gospel, there's power to save the lost. There's power here this day, and I've come prepared to preach. I've come prepared to come against any evil spirit here this morning. But you gotta be listening. It can't just be another service. Another service that you're just taking notes, but the word ain't getting past your ear. Let's read this story really quick. Mark 9. There's some things taking place in your life that don't have to be taking place. We have a Savior. We have instructions. We have a gospel here this morning that is able to lead you and guide you into victory. You don't have to remain that same person you've been. There's good news here this morning, and it's the good news of the gospel of Jesus. Mark 9, verse 14. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them. If you don't have a Bible, you can look at the overhead projector. We're here to take care of business today. Not just to sing hallelujah, God bless you, sister, God bless you. We're here to take care of business here this morning. When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet Him. "What are you arguing with them about?" He asked. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son." I'm going to take a time out. Anitra, Alberto, where you at? They're downstairs in the children's ministry. Sonia, where you at? I want you to get the youth, and I want you to go sit with the youth right now. You get right in the middle of them. They're a little scattered. You bring them together. And you make sure they got their ears on. A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him into the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes at his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." "O unbelieving generation," Jesus replied, "how long should I stay with you? How long should I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." Jesus said, bring him over here. So they brought him.
When the Spirit saw Jesus, see, sometimes spirits linger in your house, in your life, because they don't see Jesus. But here, these spirits recognized when Jesus came up on the scene. They said, we got past his disciples, but then they saw Jesus. And they knew they couldn't get past Jesus. That's why it's so important that our life be given to Jesus. That we continue to grow. Amen. That not only our friends be able to see Jesus, but that evil spirits be able to see Jesus in your life. Be able to see Jesus in your home. Be able to see Jesus in the words you speak and the way you walk. They need to be able to see the authority of Jesus within your life. Too many times they keep seeing the old man, the old woman, and that's why they keep coming, and that's why they keep attacking. Because they don't see Jesus. They say, well, I know you've been in church for the last 5-10 years, but I'm going to continue attacking. I still don't see Jesus. Bring the boy to me, he says at the end of verse 19. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Jesus replies there in verse 20, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief. I believe partially this father's unbelief came when the disciples were not able to cast out that mute spirit. I believe some of their unbelief came forth from the disciples of Jesus, all of them put together, not being able to cast out this mute spirit. But then came Jesus. 25, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? In verse 17, as I break it down a little bit here this morning, the gospel, and in places that we miss it at times because of our unbelief, and what Jesus says that he's able to do in one's life. I know it's hard to believe that you can stop using drugs when you've been using drugs all your life, when mom and dad used drugs all their life. I know it's kind of hard to believe that you can become clean and sober for over 3 months, that you can become clean and sober for that evil addiction never to return again. I know it sounds kind of like a mind blower, like the world says, too good to be true, but it's true. When you allow Jesus to enter your life, he's able to do all things. All things become possible. In verse 17, the Bible reads that this spirit that had robbed him of his speech. In verse 25, it says, when Jesus saw the crowd running to, it says, it called it a mute spirit. Amen. Same difference. A mute spirit. The spirit that robbed him of his speech. In verse 25, he calls it a mute spirit. In the King James version, mute uses the word dumb. Have you ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber? dumb, D-U-M-B. I'm going to get back to that dumb part. You know I am. Jesus was told by the little boy's father that his boy was possessed by a mute spirit, a dumb spirit. He wasn't able to speak. But at the end there of verse 18, as we go to verse 18, let me see if it's the right one. Yep. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not. Amen. I believe, this is me reading between the lines, I believe the Father told the disciples, just like they told Jesus, about the boy's condition. He told Jesus that he had, that he was not able to, he robbed him of his speech, his little boy, but he was robbed more than his speech. He would convulse. It would try to take him to drown himself, to be thrown in the fire. It was more beyond that he just couldn't speak. It was a spirit. It was a demon. I believe the Father told the disciples just like they told Jesus about the boy's condition. Verse 25 reads, it says, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. Now, do you think the Lord was audible? He did it from his heart. He was audible. And he goes on to say, you deaf and mute spirit. You deaf and mute spirit. The Father had discussed the condition with Jesus in earlier scriptures, even I believe with the disciples, of the condition of the little boy that had a spirit of a mute spirit, that he couldn't speak. He was robbed of his speech. But when Jesus came to the little boy, he had a different report of the condition of this little boy. He had a report that was more closer, more precise than his own very father had about his own child. When Jesus got to the scene, the Bible says in verse 25, when Jesus saw that the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. And he said, you deaf and mute spirit. He didn't just rebuke the mute spirit. He brings on this other spirit called a deaf spirit. I believe, I put here, the reason the disciples were not able to cast out the mute spirit, besides their unbelief, was because the boy also had a deaf spirit that first had to be addressed. I could see the disciples rebuking that mute spirit with the boy also having a deaf spirit that could not hear the command and the authorities of the disciples. This is me thinking. When Jesus got to the scene, he saw that he was able to see if the evil spirits recognized who Jesus was. Do you not think he recognized who the spirits were? Ooh, that's a new one right there. These evil spirits recognized when they saw Jesus, scripture tells us. If they were able to recognize Jesus, do you not think Jesus was able to recognize who they were? What their assignment was. The condition of the boy was that he had a mute spirit, but when Jesus got to him, he first cast out the deaf spirit. So the mute spirit could hear and leave also. Jesus was able to see that the boy's deaf spirit needed to be addressed first. The mute spirit was obvious. The boy couldn't speak, I put on my notes. It was something a new convert could recognize. him not being able to talk. It was the black and white. It was obvious. But they were not able to see the death spirit. But the deaf spirit wasn't. There's always a root I put here to every problem. I believe I put here, new notes of this morning, that there's some of you here this morning with a deaf spirit. Deaf, not death, you wouldn't be here. Deaf. I believe there's more than a few of you, if you want me to be honest, with a deaf spirit. You can't hear what the Spirit of the Lord has for your life. You have a deaf religion spirit. And the Lord gave me this insight. It did not come from a commentary. There's many of you that have been coming for years, and you're still the same. It could possibly be that you have a deaf spirit. And you ain't really hearing and really listening to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to your life. What the Spirit of the Lord has to offer your life. You're hearing the word, you're saying amen, but your focus is somewhere else right now. You have a deaf spirit. You're only hearing what you want to hear. But when the preaching of the gospel starts taking place, it seems kind of boring. It seems kind of not really that important. Like it can't really help. Like you've tried it before. You're really here. You really don't want to be here. You're here because mom brought you. You're here because your husband brought you. You're here for whatever reason. I've been preaching the gospel for 12 years now. The same gospel that Jesus is able to change your life, transform your life, that you don't have to remain the way you are. You don't have to stay in the same crisis. Everybody's got ears right now. Some are a little more hard hearing than others, but nevertheless, we all got ears this morning. If you're a little hard of hearing, that's why I'm talking a little bit louder. I need those eardrums to pop. I need your eardrums to pop. I need earwax removed. Oh, now the pastor's saying I got wax in my ears. Every last one of us do. We got little hairs in our ears too. And if you don't, you will. Keep getting older. But they're there not to let certain things out to protect you. God designed us that way. Some of you guys want to keep on plucking everything. Want to keep on plucking everything. You continue to pluck and continue to pluck. God put them there for a purpose. Sometimes we do things that allows a deaf spirit to come in. I believe here this morning, I got this from the Lord this morning. These are my notes, but these are my new ones on the side. I'm reading this one right here. Some of you got a deaf spirit. Nothing can get through to you. Nothing can change you, not even Jesus. We're going to deal with that deaf spirit here this morning. Been saying amen for 10 years and still doing drugs, still doing this, still talking smack. Still wanting your way all the time. The boy not being able to speak was obvious. The father knew it, the disciples knew it, and they came after that new spirit with no avail. But then Jesus identified two spirits. See, I got to take care of this deaf spirit, for that mute spirit can hear me when I rebuke him out. I believe a lot of times we're trying to take care of things in our life that are not priority. The Lord wants to prioritize what's really important here this morning, for you may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say for your life, your marriage, your family. I've seen men that know the Bible and still mess up because they're still deaf. When that temptation comes their way, they're still deaf to hear the inner witness of the Spirit of the Lord saying, don't do it. When I hear something, did I hear something? Yeah, give me 20. Hurry. The Spirit is saying, don't do it. Did I hear something? Hurry. Come on. All right. Yeah, I'll be back. I promise. When little Elias was a little boy, his speech was not good for his age. It was way off. Marlene would get all worried. I didn't get worried. I had faith. My boy was 1.5, 2 years old, whatever it was. But she kept worrying about it. Before I know it, I was worrying about it. Spirit of fear entered the house. Can't keep that boy quiet now. And he still talks a little in his words. And the first thing we would do when I started to identify it also, we would take my little boy to a specialist. And the first thing that they did was check his hearing. We were there because of his speech impairment. And the first thing the specialist did with these high gadget electronics was start testing his hearing. Little noises, and he would have to look at the little duck over there or there, all these little frequencies. The first thing they did was check his hearing with all this state-of-the-art equipment. They first had to rule out that he could hear or couldn't hear. As Jesus went to this little boy, I put here, if you can't hear, how are you going to learn how to speak? So many of you got a deaf spirit and you're trying to talk like a Christian. You're talking like a Christian when everything's going good, but when something goes wrong, you start talking like a sailor. How can you learn to speak if you can't hear right? The specialist would first have to rule out whether my son could hear or not, and then take care of the speech impairment. Too many of y'all wanting to preach, wanting to do all this stuff, but you got a hearing problem. In the New Testament, the Lord says 15 times, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Question. Can everybody hear me fine? That was a trick question. Amen. The mic has always worked. How many I put here this new year of 2015 want to do the will of the Father? How many want your life to another level? You want to do the will of the Father. In order to grow, you got to be able to hear from the Lord. And he's speaking right now. And he's addressing different areas within the different lives that are here this morning. I put here, if you want to hear what the Lord has for you this new year, there's a price to be paid for hearing from God. and walking with in his will. There's a price that needs to be paid if you want to hear from God. Tell your neighbor that. Too many want to hear from God and be disobedient. It don't work like that. You want to hear from God? You better get ready to go through some stuff. Too many want to hear from God. Too many want to speak for God. You want to do God's will? You want to hear from God? You better get ready for warfare. God just don't speak to anybody at any given time. There's a price to be paid for hearing from God. Second point, sometimes God makes a promise that requires a process. There's times, God will promise you something, boom, it happens. Very next day you say, God, you're good. I like it when it takes place like that. But sometimes, and always, almost always, God will give you, a good promise that's going to come with the process. Everybody wants to be used of God, but nobody wants to go through the process of truly being an attentive hearer of the Lord. Get this next one. Too many want to go directly from promise to possession. And you are simply not ready for it. You want the promise, then you want to possess it. Claim it. I claim it. Oop, it's mine. It's not that easy. If you want to be a true disciple of the Lord, if you want to be able to stand in your household when everything's going wrong and still be able to see the light of Christ, still be able to hear from the Lord when there's all kinds of chaos taking place, I don't know about you, but I want to still be able to hear the Lord when all kinds of noise is still taking place. There's a work of God taking place in you that you may not be fully aware of here this morning. But without fasting, prayer, I threw this one in, tithing, it's for your good. It's for your good. But without fasting, prayer, tithing, and wilderness experiences, you will never be qualified to handle what God has for you in the future. God knows what type of a people we are, and he needs to take us through a process. He needs to bring hard times to train us and equip us for the hard times before us and saving the lost and the bound. We need to be effective and in and out of season. Too many people are only effective a couple of months out of the year if they're lucky. The Lord is doing a work within your life right now that you may not be fully aware of. And he's going to do this and this and this and this to prepare you, to qualify you. So when he sends you, you will be able to deal with any and every evil spirit, any and every type of person's character. You can only go so far with a deaf ear, or deaf ears, should I say. Three important factors about hearing. First, you were born into God's family with spiritual ears. There was a time before I couldn't hear from God when I was in the world and I was doing this and this. All I could hear was from Satan. That's all I could hear from. My mom and dad would try to step in to save me and say, stop, stop. But their authority was not great enough. Their love for me was not great enough. I picked a substance. I chose a substance to be greater than the love of my mother and my father, my brother and my sisters. I allowed that substance to rule my life. I allowed this substance to take me to prison for 7 years. I allowed a substance to allow me to OD 15 times. Because I did not have an ear that was able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord had for my life. I was deaf. And all I could hear was what the enemy had to say, what the enemy had to offer. And I was obedient to the voice of the enemy, to the many voices of them evil spirits. I was obedient. You were born into God's family with spiritual ears. Romans 10:17. The Bible says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word of Christ. It's not just any message. It's the message of Jesus. Faith comes from hearing the message. I believe when we truly listen, our faith grows into action. Another fresh point this morning. I believe when we're attentively listening to the preaching, and you got to tell sometimes your wife, your husband, man, I'm trying to listen right now. We talk about that later after church is over. That'll be our fellowship time. And if you want to fight, we'll fight after church. But right now, I'm listening. Girlfriend, you got little girls next to you talking and chat. You say, hey, man, I know we've been talking, you know, for quite a while now, but I'm here to listen. Pastor said it 50 times, 100 times already within the first 20 minutes to listen. Hey, bro, man, all right, okay. I talked to you after church. When we come to church, we need to listen. We need to identify what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to our very personal lives. We need to listen. We're always trying to change other people that we don't have control of. But you have control of your life. You're accountable for your life. I believe when we truly listen, our faith grows into a faith of action. Faith without works is dead. Too many people hearing, too many people saying they got faith, but there's no evidence to their faith that they're serving Jesus. It's just talk. You have a mute spirit. You not only now got a hearing problem, you got a mute spirit. You're having trouble talking the truth. Or you're having trouble talking the truth and not being able to walk the truth. It's one thing to have a deaf spirit, but to have a mute spirit also. You see, when you have a deaf spirit, a mute spirit will follow. A mute spirit will follow, not being able to correctly speak God's word. Not correctly being able to identify where your son and daughter really is. And what is the holdup? See, usually a deaf spirit, because when you're deaf, you can't hear right, will allow you to become to a place where you can't speak right. The words of Jesus. Got to get that deaf spirit out of here. Some of you drove through snow and a distance here this morning to come and listen with a deaf spirit. I believe we have the authority and the power to get rid of that deaf spirit here this morning. You yourself say, deaf spirit, I command you to come out of my ears. The gospel's being preached right now. Faith is coming my way right now.
I believe faith speaks. I believe faith does not only allow a man, as the scriptures, faith comes from hearing the message. I believe faith speaks. I believe faith is speaking this morning that you can do it. That something within you is moving that says, I can do it. Faith speaks. It has led me for many years with the leading of the Spirit, but I believe in my spirit today that faith speaks, and faith speaks correctly the very words of God. That it's not a coincidence that we're here this morning, because Pastor just happens to have big faith. Faith speaks. But it's hard to hear faith speaking into your life when you have a deaf spirit. So when you can hear faith speak, you're going to hear the enemy speak. When you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, you're going to hear what your past has to say, what your neighbor has to say, what mom has to say about you, what dad's got to say, that you're no good for nothing, never will amount to nothing. But faith don't say that this morning if you're allowing it to enter your ears. Faith saying, you can do all things here this morning. And that's mustard-sized faith. That's little faith is saying that mountains can be moved out of your life here this morning. Little mustard seed faith right now. But it's got to get past the deaf ears. I want you all to check and see, do I got both ears on? Check your ears. Are they there? Some of you got all kinds of earrings on them. Your ears, amen, for earrings. Faith comes from hearing the message. Got to get this deaf spirit out of here. Preaching the gospel, the uncut gospel of Jesus, and people are still deaf. I believe a deaf spirit should be taken care of by you guys. That's our part, to say, I'm going to listen to the Word of God this morning. I'm not going to be in 2015 like I was in 2014, being a mute and a deaf all at the same time. I got some guests in the house this morning saying, wow, what is he talking about? The authority and the power of Jesus that is able to change your life. I believe the reason the disciples didn't have the right faith was because they were really not paying attention. These are my notes. I believe they were with Jesus, and after the first year, they probably started taking him for granted because he was making the miracles happen. He was bringing the food in. He had the lodging. Everything was taking place when you're living with Jesus. I believe when Jesus was speaking of things they didn't understand, and just because they didn't understand it, I believe that the attentive hearing that they should have had wasn't there. It's kind of sometimes hard to listen to a message when you don't understand. But I just want to let you know this day that for many years I didn't understand the Word of God, the message of God. But today I'm able to preach it because I continue to hear. I continue to allow my faith to enter my heart. I continue to respond, not just hear the Word, but respond to the preaching of the gospel. When my pastor would preach, I would be attentive every message. I got notes dating back to 1997. I got messages that I gave the rehab from back in about, and the year like 1999, in that area. Big old long message I would give the rehab. I not only talk a lot now, I talked a lot when I got saved. I believe the reason the disciples didn't have the right faith was they really weren't paying
attention. Jesus was doing miracles right before their very eyes. And I believe they did with that little boy just what they had seen Jesus do. But because of not paying close attention, they were not able to identify the deaf spirit. That little detail was very important. Too many times we worry about the big things, paying the bills and paying the car bill and all these things, and we let the little small things, the details, get by us. The Bible says it was a mute spirit. And the King James, a dumb spirit. I put here, forgive me, Jesus. It's one thing, and I try to put it down as pure as I could. It's one thing to come to Christ. I put doing dumb things, not being dumb, right? I cleaned it up. It's one thing to come to Christ doing dumb things, but to remain dumb is another thing. I was doing some dumb stuff when I was deaf and a mute. I did some stuff that wasn't normal. But then Jesus met me at that prison bed and did the supernatural in my life. That was the first thing. We're born with God's with spiritual ears. The second one, having ears is not good enough. You need to learn how to use them. A lot of us got, what do you call that? Selective hearing. When you're hearing what you want to hear, it's amen. Okay, let's go. Let's do it, man. When it comes to cleaning the bathrooms or doing something, my little girl, Bianca, talk her language, man. She's call her misobedient. When it pertains to what she wants and what she wants to do, my little daughter, flawless obedience, flawless. Tell her to clean her room or something, she look at you like, what? It's like today we can't even ask kids to clean their rooms. We're mean. We're bad parents. She look at me serious, man. She got that. She got that look, man. It scares me. What was that prison movie where there was a black guy in the movie? The big guys would go, whoosh, he would look at them, they would get all scared. What was the name of that movie? Nobody knows it. He was a skinny little black brother, and he'd go, whoosh, he would look at the big old prison guys, and they would get all scared because he had a crazy look. So she does, man. Hey, Bianca, why don't you clean your room? What the heck, man? Pump the brakes, man. Sometimes I just get out of the house, man. I just leave, man. And then sometimes, what you looking at me like that for, man? I said, clean this room. By the time I get back, you better clean this room. But sometimes, all right, man, all right. Don't clean your room. Crazy. In Spanish, we say, cuando te conviene. We'll do it when it's, you know, it's something we want. Cuando te conviene, the Spanish people say. My God. Look at me like I'm acting for a miracle or something, man. I have a room cleaned up. It's still pending right now as I speak. And it's not a deaf spirit, man. Because the way she looks, she hears every word I say. My God. So I believe as long as the ears are open and they're listening, Jesus then is able to come in and clean your room. Or should I say, clean your life. I put here a baby. A baby is born with the ability to hear, but don't understand what he is hearing. All right? Reading a real good book right now. We got to learn how to use our ears. We can't just keep coming to church and use our ears like we used to use our ears. A baby is born with the ability to hear, but doesn't understand what he or she is hearing. Alex is acting real cool right now. I love you, son. You gonna take me out to eat today? Yeah, you keep looking at me like that. Your little poker face. That's right. Smile. Thinking you're all hard. He said, man, he was like this. He ain't talking about my room. He's my room. You would think there were twins. Not just leave it at that. It's a spirit. A baby is born with the ability to hear but doesn't understand what he or she is hearing. I put here, understanding takes time. Understanding takes time. Understanding what the Lord has for your life takes time. It takes patience. And we're a people that don't like wasting our time or to have patience. It takes time. I put here a mother through time. Or a father, as I look at Pastor Jamie there in the front row. Making me look bad, but it's all good. A mother or father, I added on now, through time, can understand what their baby is saying even before they learn how to speak, right? You know your kid good enough, they'll be doing all this, or just, you know, whatever it is. Oh, they want this. My wife, she says, how do you know? How do you know they? And sure enough, it's the answer. It takes time, though, to figure out your kid. Some kids are 20, 30 years old, and you're still trying to figure them out. It takes time. But by paying close attention, a parent would have to pay close attention to give their child what they need before they're able to speak. A parent would have to pay close attention to the needs of that child to give them what they need before they're even able to speak. There needs to be an attention. You need to be listening for the signs. Before the ascension of Jesus, before Jesus ascended back to heaven, Luke 24, 45. The Bible says, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. If you go to the book of Luke chapter 24, it's at the real end when he's ready to leave them and send back to heaven. At the real end, the Bible says that he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. That's why I can say I believe those disciples weren't able to cast out that mute and also deaf spirit. They didn't understand scripture. The Word was God and God was the Word. They really didn't understand the plan of Jesus for their lives. They really didn't understand the purpose of Jesus had for their lives, for others. They didn't understand it. But upon Jesus leaving, the Bible says that he opened their minds so that they would understand scriptures, what he had been teaching, for a rhema word. A rhema word would be able to come and bring an understanding, for they would be able to say, wow, now I know what he's speaking about. Now I know what he meant. There's many men that backslide. And I give them instructions, but they're not hearing what I'm really saying. They go, okay, Pastor, okay, you got, all right, Pastor, you got it. Man, Pastor, thank you. I'm going to do it. And they go out and do their thing. They come back to me crying and sobbing and saying, man, I should have listened to you. I said, but you were. You were. Over and over you listened to me every time. But you had deaf spirit. If I only would have listened to you, Pastor, I wouldn't be facing what I'm facing right now. And words that I love you, Pastor, and all this have taken place over and over, but there's a deaf spirit that allows that mute spirit to kick in under pressure. And the third one. Back to that Luke where he opened their minds. I put a little side note there, share me. I just saw it. People, man, it took me a lot of years to get revelation. A lot of years. I share it over and over because I think it's very important that it does take time to develop spiritual ears. It does take time. But it does not take time to be obedient. To hear from God, he just don't speak to anybody overnight. But it doesn't take 5, 10, 15, 20 years to be obedient. But a lot of times because we're disobedient is because we have that deaf spirit. Even though you're getting the truth, you're still walking in the lies. You're still following the lies and surrendering to lies. The voice of the enemy. Took a lot of years. Been here now 12 years. I would say 8 years, I would stay up for days to put a study together. Because I couldn't make sense of the word of the Lord. But then one day, the Lord touched my mind. He opened my mind that I would be able to start understanding scriptures. It wasn't because some great speaker came to town. It was because the Lord says, now I know that I can trust you with my word. That you will speak it boldly without holding back. So he would start giving me revelation to his word, understanding, but it took time. I want to let you know this morning that it's going to take time to develop spiritual ears to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to your life. But I believe as a foundation for this morning, deaf spirits are going to be cast out this morning at the altar. So then we can get in there and get the mute spirit out of there. To be able now to hear from God and speak for God as an ambassador. The third and last point. Hearing from God needs to become the most highest priority in your life. It's not that girl. It's not that boy. I'm telling you right now. It's not that high-paying job. Hearing from God needs to be the highest priority in your life. So that you might be able to be led correctly and lead others correctly. Your prayer needs to say, God, I want to hear from you, God. Develop my ears to be able to hear from you, Lord. I don't just want to have faith, Lord. I just don't want to be moved by the message, Lord. I want to be a doer of your message, Lord. I want to be a doer of the purpose that you have placed within my life in helping others and setting others free. That's all of our priorities here this morning. Not just the leadership and the pastoralship, but every last one of us. Mother, it's a priority. You need to hear from Jesus. Hearing from God needs to become the most highest priority in your life. Question. Why is it that we can hear from God in hard times better than other times? Why is it that we can hear from God in hard times better than we can hear from God in the good times? Some of you are saying, that's backwards. No, it's not. The answer to it, why we can hear from God better in hard times than in good times, is because we have to. You're no longer doing what you want. It's no longer working. Now you find yourself slammed up against the wall and between a rock and a hard place. You can't go no more. And that's the place we call upon Jesus. All of a sudden, our ears start hearing to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to our life.
I've never seen a man or a woman come into the rehab because they're doing so good. I've never seen nobody come to my door for help because they're doing good. The Lord has a way of speaking through our deaf ears in the time of crisis, where we forget about that man, that woman, our own very children, say, God, help me. I need you. In John 15, 16, the Bible reads that God chose us, that we did not choose him. But I believe here this Sunday morning that it is our turn now to choose Jesus for our lives as high priority, number one priority within our lives. He needs to become priority. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right, and everything else will come into pass. Everything else will come accordingly. Too many of you all still putting other things over, prioritizing other things over than Jesus, the importance of Jesus in your life. It's a deaf spirit. It's a deaf spirit. Has you hearing incorrectly, and because you hear incorrectly, you're going to speak incorrectly. It's real easy to speak incorrectly in the heat of the battle when you've been hearing incorrectly. It's time that we put him first. New Year's, I use this point. It says, God will not do for you what you can do for yourself. God will not do for you what you can do for yourself. I believe I put a sign at the entrance. Put your ears on. Put your ears on. You guys do this, and you really listen when I'm speaking, God will be able to take your life forward in a short period of time. It ain't going to take 5, 10 years. In a short period of time, the Lord will be able to elevate you and fulfill what he has for your life. God will not do for you what you can do for yourself. New Year's Eve, I said we need to do our part. Too many times we come to church and we don't even hear the message. We're not really listening. You're not really listening. You allow you to move you and everything, but you're not listening to the point to be obedient to the message. And I finished with James chapter 1, as a young convert, it was one of my favorite scriptures. James 1, 22 to 25. Ties in real good with today's message. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. In other words, you can come to church here this morning, listen to the word, and be deceived by the truth of the gospel. It's one thing to be deceived by lies. It's another thing to be deceived by the truth. James is telling us something here this morning. Do not merely listen to the word. In other words, do not merely just come to church this morning. Do not merely say amen this morning. And so deceive yourself. Do what it says. That's an action word. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Right now you're tied into the gospel, you're listening, you're focused, but as soon as you go out them doors, poof! Dumb spirit, kicks in again, and you're fighting with your wife, fighting with your kids, fighting with, and this man, the beepity beep, and all this taking off again. Dumb spirit. That's a dumb spirit. To hear the gospel that is able to set anybody and everybody free and leave with a dumb spirit? Too many think religion says all you got to do is come to church, do the sign of the cross, and you be good. God understands your problems. Yeah, he does, and he's given us a way out, his word. Action. 25, but the man who looks intently, that to me, that listens intently, into the perfect law that gives freedom. Here's the big word. And continues. That's another word for my favorite word is what? Consistency. And continues to do this. Too many do it for a season. They stop and go right back to where they started. Being dumb. With a big dumb spirit. Doing some dumb stuff. And continues to do this. Not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it. Ooh, look at the way it finishes off. He will be blessed in what he does. In what he does, not what he hears, but what he does. Too many hearers nowadays, man. No, not enough doers. That's why the Bible says that the harvest is white and ready for the harvest, but the laborers are few. The workers are few. Everybody wants to come to church, but nobody wants to go save the lost and the bound and be used of God. Because you got more important things to do. The day I got saved, I was about action. The very first message I heard from Pastor Herb, my life was changed, but I would still have to go through the process. I would still have to deal with people, hard people to deal with. That's what our ministry is made up of. What a way, where iron sharpens iron, old rehab scripture. It's almost sometimes good the Lord brings the people he does to work out everything out of our lives. As the worship team makes their way,